Blog Talk Radio.
He is holy, he is righteous, and he is king. welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And that song says, celebrate the King because he is a great God. Well, on this Monday afternoon, I hope that you're having a great day. And not just a great day, but I pray that all is well. And if it's not well, remember these words. The God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, says, come unto me, all ye that labor and of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will give you rest from everything that you're going through. All you need to do is seek the face of God. You know, I often tell people that if you want God to move on your behalf, if you want God to change your circumstances, you must open your heart up, open your heart, and allow God to come in and enter the scene. Because when God enters the scene, miracles happen. Well, today is called Miracle Monday. Miracle Monday. And whatever the miracle you need from God, God is able and he's willing to give you that miracle that you need. Let me tell you, you know, the Bible tells us if we would ask anything in his name, he said that he would do it for us. All we got to do is believe that he is a miracle working God, that he can give you that miracle that you need, whatever the miracle is. See, miracles is when nothing else can help but him. When you didn't try everything else and the repo man came and got your car and your house is going on foreclosure, you know it's going to take a miracle, a financial miracle. Sickness and disease that you know that only God can heal. Even the doctors can't do anything but give you medicine, but the God that I serve can bring you out of any situation, and doesn't matter what it is. But this day is called Miracle Monday, and we believe in God for miracles, miracles of salvation, miracle of financial breakthroughs, miracles of physical healings, miracles of deliverance. It is only God that can bring you out of the situation. As I often say, the scripture that says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for my God to do.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Late. I'm always Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. A miracle. The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. Told you, you're next in line. You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line for a miracle.
Yeah!
worship him. Get those hands up. Come on and bless him. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, today is your day to receive your miracle from God. And remember, God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you on this Monday, Miracle Monday. You know, somebody said, why is this called Miracle Monday? Well, it's because there might be somebody listening to me that need a miracle from God, a financial miracle. A financial miracle is when you know you don't have no money. No money to pay your bills, no money to pay your car note, no money to put food in the refrigerator, and you're wondering what in the world I'm going to do. You can be put out of your house because you don't have, and you called everybody and everybody was not able to help you. Your back is against the wall financially. Let me give you this scripture. This is my inspirational message to you. Remember, we give our inspirational message every time on our radio show. There's a scripture in the Bible that says in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, Philippians 3, 19, that says, "But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." I believe that God is a miracle working God that can step into your financial problems and bring change and give you that miracle that you need. Somebody said, well, how do I know when I get it? Believe me, when God give it to you, you're going to know that it was only God, because miracles go beyond nature, meaning it's nothing nobody else can do. It's only going to take God to get you out of debt. It's going to only take God to fix this financial problem. Not only financial problem, but I'm focusing right now on financial, and then I'm going to go to the next that you might need a miracle for. Somebody that has been going through, lost their job, they're unemployed, and even being unemployed, or maybe you get a job and still can't make ends meet, and you're wondering, Lord, what in the world I'm going to do? Lord, I'm tired of owing people money. I'm tired of going through this thing, not having what I really desire and the things that I really need. I need a miracle financial breakthrough. But today is your day to receive your miracle. You know, I love Shirley Caesar, that song I just played. You're next in line for a miracle. Pastor Morgan, do you believe in miracles? I believe in the God of miracles. I believe God is able to do all things. That's the kind of faith I got. I believe that God goes beyond what we ever ask for or what we can ever think. It's because anything you need from God, if it's a miracle, if it's whatever it, the situation that you need, or the thing that you need from God, remember, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation is, it's going to take God, and it's going to take your faith that will cause God to give you the miracle that you need. Now, let me just say, in Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, and it start off by saying this, now faith is. And that's why I call it Miracle Monday, because scripture says now. Now deals with the very present time. Whatever you're going through now, whatever that financial breakthrough that you need, that financial miracle breakthrough that you need today. Let me give you a quick testimony. I never forget, in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I was living there. That's my hometown. And as I was living there, one lady, she was getting ready to move in this apartment. Well, she didn't know that the man was going to check her credit. Even though she had the money, he wanted to know how you're going to pay for it. And at the last minute, when he said that he was going to give her the house, he called her back and he said, "I don't think I'm going to be able to give you this house because your credit is not no good." Now she don't know where she's going to go. She don't know what she's going to do. She gives me a call. She said, "Could you pray for me? It's a shame." You know, she was upset, mad. I'm going to be honest. She was mad. I mean, she was mad. Sound like she was ready to cry because she already thought that the man was going to give her the house, and she told the people that she's going to leave, and she didn't know what she's going to do. I said, "Well, let's pray." And as we prayed, I said to her, "I believe with all my heart that this is your house." And she said, "What do you mean you believe this at my house?" I said, "That's what I said. I believe that God going to bless you to get that house. We're going to have faith. I just feel that." Sometimes you just can feel it. It ain't based upon feeling, but there are times when you just can feel that thing. And she said, "Well, okay," with an attitude. She got off and went back. She was at work. And almost 2 or 3 hours later, the man called her back. He says to her, "I've been thinking about what I said. And for some reason, I just feel that I need to give you this place. The place is yours." She called me back. She said, "You guess what the man just told me. When he told me I couldn't have it, he came, called me back and told me I can have the place." I said, "I told you the house was yours." See, now faith is. You got to have faith in what God says. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's Proverbs 18:21. Death and life. You got to watch what you say. Your words must line up what God says in his word. I can't say, if I'm believing God for something and I'm saying something different than what God says in his word, then I'm speaking death to my situation. And the Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." You know, you got to watch what you're thinking, and your mouth got to line up with the word. Regardless of how you see what's going on in your situation, you got to know that you know that you know that God going to fix it. Now, faith is. It is the confidence. The word confidence, it is the assurance. It's something that I'm sure that God is going to do without one doubt. Faith is the confidence, the assurance of things hopeful. That word hope right there means to have expectation. I know it's going to happen. That's what that means. Have an expectation. I'm looking for it to happen. And your faith, as you're looking, you have assurance in what God says. According to his word, he is going to perform what he said. If God say he's a God of miracles, and I'm praying, I'm asking God to give me one, I got to trust and believe that God going to do exactly what he said. I ain't said wish. I said have faith in God. Let me just add this. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. What is the title deed? It is the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. Now, when you go to the courtroom, and somebody dies and leave you something, the judge asks, "Where is the will?" You say, "I don't have the will." Well, the judge say, "Is anybody that you know have the will?" Somebody holler out that you don't like and say, "I got it." And what he want to do is see if that contract, title deed, that contract, that thing that has been written and sealed as a binding contract. And when he looks at it, he says, "This is legit. I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am, but this woman to have this title deed, it belongs to her." Faith is the title deed. It is the legal right See, I have a legal right to what God says according to his word, because the scripture tells me that his word has been settled in the heavens. Whatever God says, it's a done deal. Hey, glory. It is a done deal. Faith is the title deed. It is the legal right. I have the legal right. You know why I have the legal right? Because John chapter 1 verse 12 says, to them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability to become the sons of God. When I received the Lord Jesus Christ, I became a child of the living God. And now I have the right. Everything God has belongs to me. Numbers 23:19 in the Old Testament said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it. Let me tell you something. If God say that the miracle is yours, you lift your hands up and receive it by faith. You don't have to wait till somebody pray for you. Lift your hands and receive it by faith. I believe that I receive. That's what you get to say. I believe I'm going to receive. And when you say, I believe I'm going to receive, you get to have expectation is going to happen. You get to look for it to happen. Glory to God. You get to do something that you never was able to do before. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, in that evidence, sometimes you don't see nothing, but you get to have faith to believe that you have the title deed. You got that legal right of that possession. Whatever you want, you got it, because you got the legal right to it, of the possession of that which has been documented. It's been written down in the word. It belongs to you. And I want to encourage somebody that if you believe in God for a financial miracle breakthrough, it's yours by faith. I believe, I receive. If you need a healing in your body and you know that it's only going to take God to bring you out of that situation, Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes you healed. That's the legal right of the possession. It's been documented and sealed that the healing is yours. Just receive it by faith. Everything is by faith. As much as God loves us, the only way he moves if we operate in our faith. So now somebody that's sick and dealing with a sickness, or maybe have to go in an operation, or you might have to go and get that knee replaced and the back problem and something that you've been dealing with for years that you don't tell nobody, and you're hoping it'll get better. Well, I want to tell you, you don't have to hope no more. Ray, just grab hold to the title deed. Grab hold to some faith, because faith moves God. Faith causes God to give you the miracle that you need when you trust and believe that he can do it for you, and he can do it for you now. Whatever you do, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. God promised to take you step by step, but not at once. But make sure you keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. But each step will be a miracle. This is an encouraging word for those that might need a miracle. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, you need God to give you a miracle today. God is going to give it to you. Let me just say that Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. That telephone number is 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457. The prayer line is open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard for God? Let me tell you, the God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that healed the leper, those that was paralyzed, those that was blind, the God that I serve is a healer of all manner of sickness and disease. The question is, do you have enough faith to believe that God can do it for you? Can you trust God and take him at his word? As you take him at his word, the Bible says, if you ask anything in my name, believe that you have them, he said, it should be yours. You got to believe that you already got it. It's only by faith. Everything we do is by faith. This is an encouraging word, and I pray that if you need a miracle from God, this is Miracle Monday. God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Whatever the situation, trust God and believe him. Again, that prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room.
So I'm gonna put a prayer. You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, you got to put a praise on it. Well, remember, whatever the miracle you need from God, I've learned this. When you thank God in advance, as 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse says, "In everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." You got to give God what's due to him. And when you begin to praise God and thank God in advance, "Lord, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I know one thing, I'm going to trust you," and you just begin to praise God. "Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my miracle in advance. I thank you how you're going to heal my body. I thank you for how you're going to bless me financially, going to give me that miracle financial breakthrough." Whatever the miracle you need, you got to put a praise on it. God inhabits the praises of his people. When you praise him and forget about what you're going through, and I know something's hard, you know, to try to block your mind out, but even in your situation, just give God what's due to him. Give him thanks. As I said, 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, 18th verse, "In everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." Somebody said, "What am I praising God and thanking God for?" Thanking God for what God is going to do for you before he does it. That's being and having a grateful heart.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground, now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. Everything.
what you say. What you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning.
In my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, 'cause It's working for me.
Yeah,
it's working for me.
Yeah,
it's working for me.
Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry,
it's working for me.
It's working for me. It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working
for
me.
Get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
Together for your good. Don't forget now that God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. And how you can get that miracle, you got to receive it by faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by what we see. Sometimes people walk by what they see and not by their faith. They see it and it's bothering them. The thing that they're going through, they keep looking at it and looking at it. And sometimes if you keep your eyes on your circumstances, it'll cause you to accuse the written and the living word of God. You get to keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. God is able. Let me tell you, God is well qualified to give you that miracle that you need. God is well qualified to heal your sickness and your disease. God is well qualified to give you that financial miracle breakthrough that you need. God is well qualified for whatever you need, and whatever that miracle that you need, he's able. I can't express that enough. He is able. And can he do it? Yes, he can. Well, I don't believe in miracles. Well, most people that don't believe in miracles because they don't need none. You know what I mean? But I guarantee you that if you was going through something and your friend down the street that you know, or somebody, or one of your family members, maybe your mama, your daddy, that was sick, that fell sick and went to a service that believed in miracles and came back healed, came back and told you that the miracle of healing that the doctor told them that they was giving them a couple of days to live, and they go back to the doctor, and the doctor is amazed and say, "My God, you get God, boy, it's a miracle. The cancer's not there no more." Somebody say, "You're giving people false hope." No, we don't believe in false hope. Amen. Our hope is in God, and he should be your only hope. I mean, I guarantee you, I ain't going to put my trust in nobody else but God, because I know that he never fails. Government fails. Sometimes doctors fail. Sometimes the pastor fails. Sometimes your family member fails. Sometimes your finances fail you. But God never fails. When all else fails, look to Jesus, because I guarantee you he's able to do it. So you say, how you guarantee somebody? Because I know, because I prayed for many people that needed a miracle and God healed them. That's right. I had one guy that didn't even believe that he was going to get healed. Had his collarbone broken. But we prayed and believed God for his miracle. And instantly he was healed under the power of God. Can God do it? Yes, he can. People come back and say, "God healed me of cancer. Is God able? Yes, he can. The God, see, he's not a God of, he's not just, I don't believe in the day of miracle. No, the day of miracles, I believe in the God of miracles. Not the day of miracles, the God of miracles. God of miracles still work miracles for those that need one. And I guarantee you, if your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your cousin, your good friend came and you knew that they was in a situation and you knew it would only take God to bring them out, and they went to that church and they received that miracle, and later on down the line, you know, you fell sick, you're going to want to ask them. Let me ask you something. What was that church that you say you went to once before when you was going through this thing? And they tell you, is that church still there? Because you're going to want to know. Because you know that now you're facing something. And now you need a miracle from God. And I tell you, God still works miracles for those that have the faith to believe that God has a miracle with your name on it. And it belongs to you. Nobody else can take it. It belongs to you. But as that song said, you got to put a praise on it. You got to have expectation that God is going to do it. I'm believing God for somebody's miracle today. Yes, I'm believing God for your financial miracle. I'm believing God for your physical body being healed. I believe God for your miracle of deliverance. It's only going to take God to set you free. He can do it, and he can do it now. Matter of fact, let's pray. Now, Father, we thank you that thou art God, and beside you there is no other. The God of miracles, God of signs and wonders. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, as we pray for those that need a miracle from you. You said if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, you said that you would do it for them. I believe with all my heart, and I believe according to Mark 11, 22 and 23, you said have faith in God. I have faith in you. You said if I say to the mountain, be removed and be thou cast in the sea, and if I shall believe in my heart and don't doubt, but believe those things I say shall come to pass, you said I can have what I say. Father, I pray for financial breakthroughs to be released for every person that had the faith to believe you. God, I pray that you speak to someone. God, that financial breakthrough that they need, I touch and I agree with them. And I command them to receive it right now in Jesus' name. Those that are sick in their bodies, I take authority over sickness and disease. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes, we believe by the word of God, we believe that we receive. God, I release upon them that miracle, whatever the miracle they need, receive it right now. And it's only received by faith. And God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive it by faith.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Come this far. It was only God's grace. And I've known people that they gave up years ago to die, but they're still here. That was only God's grace. Somebody that was in a car accident and got out of it. And people wonder, I know nobody didn't get out of this. And God brought you out. And it's nothing but the grace of God. God woke us up this morning. It was the grace of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he deserved all of the glory, the honor, and the praise because of the grace of God. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. I pray that the inspirational message in which I have spoke today have been a blessing to you. I pray that the music that we have played have inspired you in some way. If you have a testimony and you want to call me and tell me your testimony, give me a call at 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. I believe what the scripture says, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We had few people call before in, and I thank God for a gentleman from, I believe it was from California. Thank God for him. Evangelist Arjit Leacock, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and others. I know I saw a few other people try to call in. I'm sorry I was not able to connect you live. But if you have a testimony, and I want to say this, if you have a testimony, a short testimony, because we are live, and you want to give that testimony, maybe it was a message that you heard on this radio show or a song that inspired you, uplift you, give me a call right here at 516-666-9901 on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We'd be glad to put that testimony on and let other people hear what God have done for you. You know, there's our desire here at Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show that your life, that when you're going through something, that God's word will have a powerful effect that will change your circumstances and change your life, because we know that the word has that power to change anybody that want to be changed. I want to invite you to our church in Orangeburg, South Carolina. If you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, I'd like to invite you to Deliverance Transformational Church. That's Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street. That's right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street in Orangeburg, South Carolina, on Russell and Broughton. Right on the corner, you'll see our sign there that says Deliverance Transformational Church. This Thursday, Bible study, 6:30, starts our intercessory prayer. Then at 7 o'clock, we go right into our Bible study. We're talking about our relationship with the Holy Spirit. As having a relationship with God, it is the Holy Spirit's job. What is this job of the Holy Spirit in our relationship with God? That's what we're talking about this Thursday. You're welcome. If you need information about that and the location, give me a call here. Not only on the prayer line, but you can call, and because somebody will give you information at 803-317-4457. We will give you information on that. Also, our service on Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. in the morning, 10:45 every Sunday, right there at Deliverance Transformational Church. It is at 1111 Russell Street, right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. Now, don't forget now that prayer line is always open to pray for you. You have a need. You have a problem. You are looking for a miracle. Give us a call right here that we can touch and agree with you and believe God for the miracle that you need from God on this Miracle Monday. God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Call us here at our prayer line. The telephone number is 803 317 4457. We're here to pray for you and believe, because we already know that God can do it. It ain't no question that can he do it. We know he can do it, because God is well qualified to fix your problem. And I want to encourage somebody that's going through that, even though in God's grace he allowed you to come this far, I want to tell you that things are going to get better for you, because you know why? God says it's going to get better.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Your thoughts, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's going to be
better. It will get better.
Because
God is
in control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Yes, things are going to get better. It doesn't matter what the problem is, what the situation is, things are going to get better. That's my prayer, and not only my prayer, we know, because we know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Well, my time is up here, and I thank God again for everyone that's been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Until tomorrow at 12 noon, I pray that you have a blessed day, and I pray that God will cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. It's my prayer for you and your family. May God bless you. Until tomorrow, have a great day. And I will leave you with this song, Encourage Yourself.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Catch mine. That's right, that's right. Speak over yourself.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.